Listen up, this is only going to take a minute. My name is Dylan Gallagher, founder of Emily Now. My goal is to provide practical and simple content entrepreneurs can use to increase the value of their business. My hope is that you'd be entertained and encouraged because, let's face it, being an entrepreneur, it's not always easy. Sometimes it helps to discover what others are doing. So thanks for hanging out and let's get to it. One thing Coca-Cola, Geico, and Under Armour are doing that every company should do today. Thanks for tuning in today. Thanks for watching this episode on YouTube or listening on the podcast. Appreciate you hanging out. The topic today is about a way to generate more sales, a way to generate more engagement, and a way to ultimately add some more value to your customers. The more value you can create through the experience that your business delivers, the higher your margins are going to be, and hopefully the more profitable your business is going to be. So content is king. One of the strategies that the big companies use that is available to any small and medium-sized business as well is the ability to give away content. In fact, content is arguably the next evolution in marketing. So it's not so much about banner ads and flash and glitz as much as it is providing information about your brand, your products, and your services to your customer. So Under Armour, as an example, they have an app that they built called MyFitnessPal that has over 175 million users. The app has become a go-to health app for tracking food and getting critical information. The application is also full of articles, videos, podcast interviews, etc. So Under Armour delivers all of this content for free for a reason. Because if they're the ones delivering the content to you, then you're going to think of them when whatever it is that they're trying to market to you comes across your mind. Creating content helps your business stay relevant, it helps you stay in touch with your client, and it also gives you a mechanism to continually attract new buyers. I personally believe that the idea of content marketing is the next evolution of marketing, because people don't have time, don't want to spend time needlessly doing things. So they don't want to click on banner ads and be taken to a lead capture form. They don't want to do any of that stuff. They simply want what they want, and they want it now. And if you've delivered high value content, then along the way to them living out their normal life, if they come across a need for the product or service that your business offers, then you're able to attract them because you're the content that they're reading and that they're becoming educated on. And quite frankly, that's the content they're engaging with. So if they're engaging with your content, then you stand a better chance of being able to win them over as customers. Coca-Cola, on the other hand, uses social media. So every time they put out an article, every time they put out a video, every time they put out an infographic or an ad, it's always reminding its customers about its brand, its products, and most importantly, its offers. So that's the approach that Coca-Cola takes. Coca-Cola has a formula that they use for all of the social media that they post, and they've got such huge brand equity that people pay attention to Coke just because they're Coke. But if you're a small and medium-sized business, you can achieve the same thing. If you listen to yesterday's episode, I talked about making sure you understand your market that you're in, and then the very, 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 very specific customer or client that you're marketing to. And if you can now build a content strategy around educating that particular customer or client, then you're going to find that not only will you lead your marketplace, but you're going to attract new customers into your marketplace because the value of the content that you're providing is so valuable. So the value of the content you're providing is so valuable. That kind of seems like a redundant sentence. Anyway, how do you know what content to create, or how do you create content? I suffer from the same thing that I think every other business owner suffers from, and it's you have forgotten more than your customers or your clients know. So you got to take everything right back to the basics. You have to explain everything about your product or your service in a way that's engaging and is interesting and attracts people's attention. If you're in the renovation business, then talking about tools or talking about materials or talking about timeframes or schedules or what causes things to go wrong, there's just so much content that you can build around around your particular product or service. If you're a real estate agent or if you're a mortgage broker, again, building interesting content around the things that matter. Now, content is one of those funny strategies where you don't get to see the payoff right away. But over time, it's more like an evergreen strategy where if you can do it consistently, you can put out valuable content, it's meant to target a specific audience. Over time, you're going to see traction on that. So it shouldn't be your only strategy, but certainly it's a strategy worth considering. If you're a larger company and you can build an app that gets onto people's phones and it provides, again, value that they associate with you, that's an idea. If it's simply making sure that every time you're publishing to social media, that you're creating content around your brand, your products, or your offers, again, that's informing your client or adding value to their life, then you're going to find that that's going to get you quite a bit of runway in terms of sales opportunities and give you the ability to attract new clients as well. So content is king. It is a strategy you should consider. The big companies are doing it and they're doing it well and they've got lots of resources. But you know what? In the day and age that we're living in, so does every small and medium-sized company. We have all of the tools available to us that large companies have. We simply may not have as much time or we may not have as much expertise, but we can make up for it in consistency. And because our businesses are smaller, we actually don't need to create that big of a footprint. We simply need to find a marketplace that we can push content into, and over time, that content's going to generate a result. So, how do you easily increase your sales? Generate content. So thanks for tuning in today. If you're watching the video on YouTube, make sure to subscribe. If you are listening to the podcast, it'd be great if you could subscribe and review the podcast, because every time you do something like liking or sharing or commenting, the chances of another entrepreneur or business owner getting a hold of this content goes up. You may save an entrepreneur's life today by sharing this content, liking it, or subscribing. Yes, that's a little dramatic, but thanks very much for hanging out, and we will catch you on the next episode.